All right now. So we're going to just get right into it. This is your man, The Divine. This is the real show. And we're going to talk about the event called Versus. And the two signature artists they had for the evening, KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane. Dope performance overall by the two. And I'm just giving a recap of the performance and how it was. Man, first of all, I want to say that this particular show was 30 years in the making. This is a show that people should have seen in 88 when they was in their peak. This was one of those battles that should have happened but didn't. And let me give you the backstory on that for those who are not familiar with it. So, try to make a long story short. So, long story short, KRS-One did a response record to this MC called MC Shan. MC Shan made a song called Queensbridge, where he basically said hip hop started in Queensbridge. Now, when you go through the history, it said that hip-hop started in the Bronx with Kool Herc doing a party in the Bronx. Okay? So KRS-One jumps in and he makes a song called The South Bronx. And that was sort of like a diss to MC Shan's Queensbridge. So that song became pretty big. He had the backing of one of the top radio hip-hop DJs at the time, Red Alert. It's backed by him. You know, they're all from the Bronx. And MC Shan at the time was backed by this other big-time radio personality DJ, Mr. Magic, rest in peace. It was on two different radio stations, okay? So, MC Shan comes back. So MC Shan hears the song, South Bronx. He comes back with a response record, Kill That Noise, which in turn KRS-One made a response record to that called The Bridge Is Over. He gives credit to MC Shan saying that if he didn't make those records, his career probably wouldn't have taken off the way it did. But that's the backstory of... That's part of the backstory of how, of how KRS-One launched his career. Now, to put it further, KRS-One said, like I said, he was backed by, he had a crew, I mean, he had this crew called Boogie Down Productions. And all of their records, they used to give to Red Alert and he played on the radio. And Mr. Magic backed MC Shan, and he was with a group called the Juice Crew. Juice Crew was a couple of artists produced by this one producer, Molly Maw. Molly Maw produced all these guys. What's going on? And the Juice Crew and BDP just sort of had this rivalry going on because of the two MCs, MC Shan and KRS-One. Now, Kane, Big Daddy Kane, was the top artist of the Juice Crew. You know, Shan was the particular highlight flagship artist at the time, because he was the one he had his records out first. But Big Daddy Kane pretty much had the fledgling career. He had a way bigger career than Shan did. And a lot of people, now, in that battle that KRS-One and Shan had, a lot of people feel that KRS-One basically killed Shan's career. Because after those two records, South Bronx and The Bridge Is Over, blew up, it's kind of like nobody wanted to really hear with Shan. Like, Shan, it's like it did something to Shan, because MC Shan, because he wasn't able to produce a record as big as his first ones or the ones that KRS-One had. Now, Big Daddy Kane had, again, Big Daddy Kane, part of the Juice Crew, he was the biggest artist on that label. And interesting, and here's the interesting part. So a lot of people were saying that KRS-One and Kane should have battled back in the day. Like the battle that we were seeing now, that should have happened back in the day. But come to find out, they was friends behind the scenes. So the media was kind of hyping it up, saying that, yeah, this is where. But the reason why we probably didn't see that battle is because KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane was more affiliated than they were enemies. So that's just to catch you up on speed with that. But let's go into the highlights of the show. First of all, you had DJ Scratch and Kid Capri. Scratch representing for Kane. Kid Capri representing for KRS-One. DJ Scratch put on a turntablism show that was dope. You know, he's impeccable with how he does his turntablism show. Kid Capri is more of the party rocker. He's the one that throws on those particular jams that keeps the vibe going. Okay. The cameos. We're going to talk about the cameos. The cameos was dope. Big Daddy Kane brought out Nice and Smooth. And they did the rendition of a song that they had called Pimpin' Ain't Easy. Then they stuck around to do their biggest smash hit, Nice and Smooth. They stuck around to do their biggest smash hit, Duick. That was one of the biggest records of their career. They were a flagship artist from back in the day. KRS-One brought out Mad Lion, who was a part of the Boogie Down Productions crew. He did his biggest song, Take It Easy. Mad Lion being a reggae artist. You know what I'm saying? That was absolutely dope. Also, KRS-One brought out big artists called Dos Effex. And they did their, you know, they did their rendition of their hit songs. Then, a highlight of the show is when they brought out the breakdancers, the Rocksteady Crew. The Rocksteady Crew got on there and did a segment of breakdancing, and it brought you back into the days because breakdancing was the biggest thing going on back then. And everybody was battling dance moves. You know what I'm saying? As well as the rappers battling lyrics, the dancers were battling dance moves. So, some more cameo appearance was by, you had Master Ace and Craig G. Kane brought them out to do their rendition of the symphony. One thing that left kind of people puzzled was there was one particular member of that song that didn't come out, and that was Kool G Rap. And Kool G Rap is the peak of that song. And people were wondering, why wasn't Kool G Rap a part of last night's performance? KRS-One mentioned in the song that he declined to come on. So it'll be interesting to kind of see, like, why would he decline? Because that's like Kool G Rap, that's like one of his, that artist Kool G Rap, that's one of his signature songs. And that would have put him in a good light for him to come out and perform that with his other brothers, Kane, Craig G, and Master Ace. Then, KRS-One, one more artist he had was Black Moon. They had a hit, How Many MCs Must Get This. He brought them out. There was a line in his song, My Philosophy, that Black Moon took and made that into a whole song, How Many MCs Must Get This. Also, he brought out Channel Live, KRS-One, and did their song, Madism. Then KRS-One did his rendition of The Bridge Is Over, to which Kane brought out his artist, Roxanne Shanté. Roxanne Shanté was a part of the Juice Crew. She was one of the, I have to note this, that Shan and Roxanne Shanté was one of the first two artists of this label, Cold Chillin', that the whole Juice Crew was under. And Big Daddy Kane gave her recognition, letting her know that she is the mother of the Juice Crew, and she got all the members together to where they formed that crew. So that was a dope segment that Big Daddy Kane did. So yes, man, it was definitely a dope versus for all the ones. If you're not familiar with them, y'all need to go check them out. And hopefully it'll have people definitely looking forward to the next ones that they'll bring out. Swiss Beats and Timbaland. Yep. Yes, sir. Versus. It was definitely a show to be reckoned with last night with KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane. So, that's it for now. That's all I got. This is your man, D Divine, for your mind. This is the Real to Real show. We'll holler back at you. See you on the next episode.